How would you describe the ambulation to someone who never heard of it?
The ambulation sound walk is basically like an invitation for people to walk and listen to the sounds that occur around us. And sound walks can take many different forms. So some people do sound walks without any technology, just walking and listening. But the ambulation sound walk also has some technology that facilitates different kinds of listening. I go to a new place. Usually it's in an urban environment, but sometimes it's also like more rural places. And I basically plan a walk through the city, which hopefully has some kind of interesting and dynamic environment. So it could be next to roads or in parks or through underground car parks or through tunnels or through shopping centers, like all of the different kind of environments that you have in a city. And it lasts around 45 minutes. And then with the ambulation sound walk, I have like some wireless headphones that I give to people at the beginning of the walk. And then I can transmit to their headphones using like a small broadcast system I have in a bag that I'm carrying. What they're hearing is kind of the live feeds of microphones that I'm also carrying or placing in different areas around the route that we take. Sometimes it sounds kind of quite normal, like a normal feed of through a microphone. Other times it sounds more kind of abstract and layered. And I also have the ability to kind of process and manipulate and compose with the sounds live using a small kind of computer that I have programmed to for this particular piece. So it's kind of an improvisation with the different soundscapes or signals that we move through. I never practice with the technology, and so the first time I do it with the audience, it's always like the first time I'm also hearing these sounds through the microphones. So there's no kind of pre-recorded material. Like with a lot of kind of mediated sound walks or technologically orientated sound walks, a lot of the time the material is kind of fixed. It's like a pre-composed composition made at a different time in a different place, but this is like entirely live material, or like material that's recorded just during the walk. So at the end of the walk, I also kind of delete everything, and yeah, we start again next time.
What does it mean, ambulate?
It means, yeah, moving from like to ambulate or to amble, to like move between different places without like a fixed destination, let's say. But it's also like the medical term for walking, like ambulation. It's like I think it's the study of walking from a medical perspective. It's kind of got this dual meaning, which is like literally just to walk and the study of walking, as well as like the idea of walking being a kind of exploratory or something that isn't necessarily about the destination where you're going, but more of the journey that you're taking.
You already said that you're working with sounds that are per se inaudible for us, like electromagnetic signals as well. Can you briefly explain what it is?
So I'm working with a lot of different microphones, some quite standard microphones, like omnidirectional microphones, which behave quite similar to the ear. But then I also work with other microphones that allow us to listen into these other signals. So with the electromagnetic signals, I'm often just using like an inductive coil. It's a very standard technique. And it's just like a coil of copper wire, which is wound many, many times. And it induces the electromagnetic activity of a space. So many electronic circuits, for example, in a city, you have things like cash machines or security systems. And these are like electronic circuits, and these electronic circuits have electricity running through them, but also they have an electromagnetic field surrounding them. Sometimes that's part of their design, or sometimes it's a byproduct of their activity. So with these kind of coil microphones, you can listen to this electromagnetic energy by just placing a coil close to it and listening to it. It's called sometimes called sniffing, like sniffing electromagnetic fields. Then there's also like electromagnetic activity happening naturally in the earth as well, with sort of like, I'm sure you all know, like the northern lights, this kind of phenomenon where the sky changes color. This is like an electromagnetic phenomenon which you're seeing, and you can also listen to that. And there's things like natural radio and telluric currents and all of these kind of natural phenomena that is very kind of low energy electromagnetic fields running through natural systems. So it's also possible to listen to those things, which is very intriguing and very interesting. But often you have to be in a quite a rural place to listen to those things, because the human fallout, electromagnetic fallout, is so great that those sounds are often masked by like human infrastructure, such as big electrical infrastructure. Yeah, usually in the city, you're listening to like human-made electromagnetic phenomenon.
Is it possible to give us an example?
Give me one second, I will take
All right.
others. So this is like an electromagnetic receiver. This is very sensitive. Can you hear this?
Yeah.
So I'm just placing it on my computer, the computer that I'm using to talk to you. So It's very noisy. So yeah, I'm just placing it, like that's just my computer. So I'm just like moving in across the top and you can hear there's a lot of different things happening. And then with like a smartphone, also you get, you know, all of that kind of recognizable smartphone noise. Yeah, that kind of thing. And then finally, I can just show you, this is like a hydrophone, like underwater microphone we're putting in the water. In Bern, there's lots of nice, there's rivers and fountains and things. So in Switzerland in general, like there are really nice, lots of nice water sounds in the city and in the countryside. So yeah, this is very useful when you're doing sound walks in those kind of areas.
Tim, what was your favorite city until now to do the ambulation performance?
I mean, I did it once in Australia. That was very nice, just because the wildlife and stuff is completely, is very abstract. And for me, for somebody who's not living, so it was completely different birds and animals. And Istanbul was amazing. I didn't actually do the ambulation walk there, but I did like a walking project there, and that was very crazy. Set like a lot of different sounds and a lot of interesting spaces. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure what my favorite city was. There's always something interesting in every city, but usually some places that have like a lot of different architecture or like that have big contrasts of sounds between kind of the old town and a new, you know, new developments. And these kind of cities are often quite interesting rather than cities that just have a lot of roads. Like a lot of cities in England, they're very kind of noisy, like post-war architecture, which is sometimes really interesting, but other times it's just like a lot of roads, so it's difficult to get away from that stuff. But if you have a place with kind of more interesting architectural spaces, then you have a bit more diversity.
So do you usually go to those places beforehand? You plan a sound walk, or how do you do that, the preparation?
Yeah, like at least 2 days before. Which is nice because then I get to spend some time in the place and walk around, which is very nice. Like I love doing that, actually, even though it's, you know, a massive privilege that I can do that. As a man and as a white person, I feel like I'm quite safe in those spaces. But I know that if I was a different kind of person, it would be a very different experience. But as it is, I usually go like at least 2 days before if I can, and then just walk around the area and find a good route, or work quite intuitively, just walking around and following my intuition and finding interesting spaces.
What is the importance of the specific place?
I would say it's very important. And I would say it's important because, well, for the fact that people are in that place, and that's kind of a unique experience. You know, every place you go to, you have a different experience, and there are different sounds and there are different visual features as well. But also, I guess, quite often field recording is about going to some place and taking material and then placing it in another place, you know, so like the kind of movement of material from one place to another. So you record the sound of, you know, a city, and then you can play it back, you know, as many times as you like, as loud as you like for the rest of your life if you want to. But this is like, I guess, a really immediate, like the ambulation sound walk is an immediate response to the sonic environment. So the combinations of sounds and signals that we're listening to are never heard again after the event of the walk. So in that way, it's kind of a unique or one-off experience. And I think that kind of makes the place even more interesting and dynamic, because it would never happen again. So it's the time and the place, actually, you know, like if we did the same, I quite often do this, the same walk at two different times of the day, you know, like if you do it very early in the morning, then it's very different to doing it very late at night. The time and the place are very important factors on the piece.
You said before that you actually delete the piece after you finish the walk. Does it ever happen that you kept the sound of the performance after?
When I first started doing it, I was recording it every time. But then I realized that actually it's important for it not to be recorded. And so I decided not to record it for a long time. And then I was asked a few times for it to be featured on like television programs or radio. And so I have like a few recordings that I have made in the past, and they're the kind of the only recordings of it. Yeah, I don't really have, I'm not in the habit of recording it. It's actually, it's kind of more interesting in a way if it doesn't have a permanence, you know, if it's just impermanent. It's actually, I think, more interesting for me and more interesting for the other listeners as well.
Which influence has the participants on the performance? Can this performance exist without the people?
Yeah, it kind of can, yeah. But it's always nicer to do it with people. During the lockdowns, actually, I was doing it on my own. And I was sometimes broadcasting it to the internet. But there's a sort of tension that you get with a group of people walking, which I think is super interesting. The tension is kind of really important for the work in a way. Like, it's much more important to be like physically in the space, actually, like to have that embodied experience rather than it just listening to a recording or just listening to a stream of it. And the participants kind of, they obviously, sometimes they make sounds. Well, quite often, if there's a big group of people, you'll hear, you know, people walking at the beginning. I ask people not to speak generally. If we choose not to speak, then we can focus on other sounds that aren't necessarily verbal sounds. But at the beginning, more confident and people might make sound or like try and play with the system a little bit, but then they kind of seem to, after a few minutes, generally stop doing that and actually listening. And that's, I think, very interesting. So yeah, it's kind of mixed. I mean, the audience are very important.
Do you have sounds that you associate with Bern? Have you been here before?
Yes, yeah, I've been to Bern a few times. Yeah, I mean, there is that musical bridge, isn't there, the Max Neuhaus installation. Then of course there's the rivers, yeah, which we spoke about before. Like, then as with a lot of Swiss cities, there's, you know, the sound of bells, the sort of sounds of Christianity, very present all of the time, and clocks, bells, that kind of thing. And Bern's nice because there's a lot of different, you know, there's the old town, and then there's also like, you can get out to the nature quite quickly. It's quite a small city as well, so you can walk between different neighborhoods quite quickly, and those different neighborhoods have different sound characteristics. So it's nice that with Swiss cities that you have these kind of small town centers and quite easy to get out into the more rural places. Then you of course have the like the fountains and the water and yeah, all of those things. So I think Switzerland in general is a very nice, sonorous country.